fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the May 1st edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Voice of America.
The Voice of America is once again a proud broadcasting partner of the Men's Basketball Africa League, or BAL, which resumes Nile Conference games on Tuesday in Cairo, Egypt. City Oilers of Uganda will play Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, or SLAC, of Guinea in the first game, and that will be followed by a contest between Cape Town Tigers of South Africa and Al Ahly of Egypt. Al Ahly and 2022 BAL finalist Petro de Luanda of Angola are off to good starts in Cairo. Petro has won its first three games, and Al Ahly has won its first two. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, the founder and president of the Youth Mentorship and Sports Development Foundation, SBM, Swalatum Bob Manuel, a.k.a. Soso, praised both teams. And Soso told Iron Mike that Petro de Luanda has a proud African basketball pedigree.
Angola is basketball royalty in Africa. Their basketball system is so good that they actually scout teams from the university and all that. Do you know what it takes to have a running university league, to have a high school league and all that? And how many Angolans, I want to ask you this question, Mike, how many Angolans play outside their country? That's something food for thought. When Union Bank, who they used to play for, went to qualify for, they used to call it the African Championship then. When we qualified for it, we played Angolans. It was so funny. These guys had their private jets. Where do we start from when you have a team that has their own private jets? Where do you want to go from? What mind do you want to use and go and play them? The intimidation was even too much. I'm trying to let you know that these guys are basketball royalty, not just in Africa. How many of them play in the NBA? How many of them play outside? And it's not for the lack of talent. It's simply because on their home floor, they can be treated as the best. And to be the number one team coming out from Angola, come on, man. We all know the pedigree that they come with. Al Ahly of Egypt, another direct sporting giant. I won't talk about the players on the roster. Of course, it hasn't been as easy for them, because even the game against City Oilers, it came close. I think it was 70-72 or thereabout, but they still got the job done. This is the stuff of champions. And like we all know, this competition is only about the champions in Africa. And I have a strong feeling these two teams, Al Ahly of Egypt and Petro de Luanda, are going to go all the way.
So, the Men's Basketball Africa League is in season 3. Do you think the league has raised the standard of the game in the continent?
Wow, the Basketball Africa League season 3 is here, and this question is a wonderful one, because off the top of my head, I can only say it has raised the standard of basketball on the continent as a whole. Because first off, when we had Rivers Hoopers that participated in the first one representing Nigeria, I had a talk with a couple of the players, and there's one of them who is the Nigerian star, Victor Koko. All he had to say was, it is NBA. It is just the NBA. I mean, it made me laugh, because though in my own opinion, I think the NBA is miles way, way ahead, but we have something to look forward to, and they've improved at every turn. I even ask people, guys, that how I'll know is, let's use what they call the eye test. People that don't normally watch basketball, how far with them? When did they start watching the BAL? And most of them, street boys, guys that just play pickup games, that's what I call street boys, they went as far as telling me that, look, they go home early just to sit down and see how they can catch a glimpse of their stars. But the sad part is our Rivers Hoopers aren't there now. So if you ask me if it has raised the level of basketball on the continent of Africa, without a doubt, this is one of the best things to happen in basketball in Africa. Trust me, I know it can only get better. I can't wait for the time when we have the star players from the league going directly to the NBA to play the basketball.
That's Swallowtum Bob Manuel, a.k.a. Soso, the founder and president of the Youth Mentorship and Sports Development Foundation, SBM. And Soso spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Swallowtum Bob Manuel, a.k.a. Soso, the founder and the president of the SBM Foundation, a youth mentorship and sports development foundation based in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. You are listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
In results Sunday in the Basketball Africa League, Faro Viario de Beira of Mozambique picked up its first win, beating Seydou Legacy Athletic Club from Guinea, 109-97 in Cairo. American Will Perry fired in a game-high 41 points for Beira, while another American, Najil Young, had 26 points for the Mozambican club. And another American import player, Dane Miller Jr., led Slack with 30 points. Also Sunday, Petro de Luanda routed the Cape Town Tigers 87-48. Lukeni Goncalves had a game-high 15 points for Petro, which also had four other players scoring double figures, a sign it might have the most depth of any team in Cairo.
This is Colonel Sam Amedu, retired President FIBA Africa Zone 3. You are once more listening to Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you very much, Colonel Sam, and I hope you and all our Sunny Side of Sports listeners are having a good day to start the month of May. You can follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports and other VOA programs. Check out voaafrica.com. Lots of information there. The Basketball Africa League is a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. In NBA playoff action Sunday, the defending champion Golden State Warriors advanced to the second round with a decisive victory over the host Sacramento Kings in California. The Warriors got a record-setting scoring outburst from their star guard, Steph Curry. The AP's Ryan Leong reports from Sacramento, California.
In the decisive Game 7, the Warriors made it look easy as they blew out the Kings 120-100 to advance to the second round in the Western Conference playoffs. Stephen Curry scored a playoff career-high 50 points, making 7 threes with 8 rebounds and 6 assists.
Obviously, I got 38 shots for a reason because, you know, we started to see where the holes were, and I could be ultra-aggressive to get looks, and it worked.
Andrew Wiggins added 17 points and Klay Thompson with 16.
Usually when you want to win a championship, you got to get one on the road or two at least. And for us, it was really about just relying on our experience and just being ready to match their physicality.
It was the third Game 7 in Kings franchise history. In the loss, Domantas Sabonis had 22 points.
I'm proud of this team, every one of us, coaching staff, organization, everyone for what we did. But obviously it stings today because we did put ourselves in position where we could have kept moving and moving forward in the playoffs, you know. So, you know, we just got to use this as motivation, you know, to keep building.
Ryan Leong, Sacramento.
Thanks, Ryan. In the second round of the NBA playoffs, the defending champion Golden State Warriors will play LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. The Warriors will host the Lakers in Game 1 of the Best of 7 series on Tuesday night in San Francisco, California. Now let's go to New York City, where Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat keep rolling. The Heat beat the New York Knicks in the opening game of their second round series. The AP's Tom Merriam reports.
The Heat got hot in the second half and defeated the Knicks 108-101 in game one of their Eastern Conference semifinal series. New York was up 61-53 early in the third quarter, but Miami went on a 21-5 run to take command of the game. Gabe Vincent played a key role, scoring 20 points, including 5 3-point field goals.
It's one game. I don't want to put too much on it. It's nice to get the first one. You always want to get one on the road, but we'll go from there.
Jimmy Butler led the Heat with 25 points, but hurt his ankle late in the fourth quarter. Kyle Lowry also came up big for Miami, scoring 9 of his 18 points in the final period.
You want to play in this type of atmosphere. For me, it's just, you know, being able to stay the course. You know, I've been in this league 17 years. And every moment I've been in big moments, I've been in lower moments, I've been in the bubble, I've been in a situation where you got no fans, and just being able to stay level-headed the whole time is amazing.
The Knicks' R.J. Barrett led all scorers with 26. Tom Merriam, New York.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, a man who's always ready to cross musical borders.
Sporty greetings. This is Fisayo Dairu, chief football writer at acsports.com, and you are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Prince Nesta joins us now with a look at the weekend highlights in the major European club football leagues. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Egyptian talisman Mo Salah, Curtis Jones, Luis Diaz, and Diogo Jota are all on target for Liverpool, who secured a 4-3 win against Tottenham Hotspur in a thrilling encounter played at Anfield. England's keeper Harry Kane, Song Heung-min, and Richarlison all netted for Spurs to trigger a remarkable comeback, but Jota's last-gasp strike ensured Spurs' comeback was all in vain. The Reds are currently fifth in the standings and still retain slim hopes to qualify for Champions League football next season. Tottenham's captain Harry Kane shared his thoughts on the match.
Dreadful start, first 20 minutes. Obviously not the first time it's happened this season, so we need to start understanding moments better, understanding, you know, big games better. You're coming away to Anfield just like you're going away to St James's Park, and the same thing happened. So 20 minutes is one game, and then, you know, the 70 plus 5 minutes, you know, we had chances, they had a lot of the ball, but I felt like the majority of the chances come to us. We hit the post, Alisson made some good saves, and over that period we fully deserved to get back into the game, and yeah, overall would have been one of the, you know, a really great comeback. And then, yeah, that last 10 seconds, it's hard to put into words how that happens and why that happens, but yeah, we have to just try and move on from it and get ready for next week.
Spurs' interim head coach Ryan Mason also assessed his team's performance.
I'm devastated. I think the reality is the team that created the most chances lost the game. We were the better team, for me, by an absolute country mile. You can't start Premier League games like that, we know that. But to gift a team like Liverpool 4 goals, it makes it very difficult. Yeah, I mean, it's tough to really put it into words at the moment, but absolutely gutted.
Here's Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp's reaction to his team's performance.
First half was good. We conceded a goal, but it was the first moment where we defended, where we didn't defend properly in the first line and in midfield. And then you have the situation in the back line, which can happen. And if then word slips, what can happen as well, then they can score. But apart from that, the first half was good, and we could show the boys, if we defend it like that, if we do this, then we will stay in the game. But second half was then obviously, it was the problem with the game is that Tottenham doesn't change at all. So they just go for counter-attacks even when they're 3-1 down.
That's Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp discussing his team's win against Tottenham Hotspur in the Premier League. Argentine striker Julian Alvarez scored a stunner at Craven Cottage to help champions Manchester City secure a 2-1 win against Fulham in West London. It was another record-equalling day for Norwegian Benjamin Erling Haaland, who also netted to register his 34th Premier League goal of the season, matching the same number of goals Andy Cole scored for Newcastle in the 1993-1994 season, and the same amount Alan Shearer scored for Blackburn a year later. Manchester City's win moves them a point clear of Arsenal, with Guardiola's men still having a game in hand. The Citizens are also unbeaten in 18 games in all competitions and will need to win 5 out of their 6 Premier League games left to retain their title. Here's their boss Pep Guardiola assessing his team's performance.
Exceptional, knowing where we come from. From Bayern Munich, Arsenal, a lot of games every 3 days, and not much recovery, but the results help us to keep going. So, I think we play a real good game, except 20-25 minutes. And when Phil and especially Bernardo came in, and after the game was better control, and a huge victory for us in this stadium against that team. After where we come from.
That's Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola discussing his team's win against Fulham in the Premier League. Portuguese playmaker Bruno Fernandes scored the sole goal as Manchester United beat Aston Villa 1-0 to strengthen their position in the Premier League top 4. The Red Devils are currently 4th in the table with 63 points. United boss Erik ten Hag shared his thoughts on the match.
First, real good focus start of the game. We were totally in control, in possession. I think we played very well. We had the ball. We passed the ball around. So we stayed on the ball in the right moment. We put the ball behind. We had some really good chances from it. Didn't score till the last, in the end, stage of the first half, we get the goal. And then the second half, maybe less on the ball, but we were determined to take it over the line.
That's Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag assessing his team's win against Aston Villa in the Premier League. Leicester City hosts Everton in a huge game at the bottom of the Premier League on Monday, while Arsenal hosts their perennial rivals Chelsea at the Emirates Stadium on Tuesday in a London derby that the Gunners have to win to keep their title chances alive. And moving on to the French League, Paris Saint-Germain slammed to a 3-1 defeat against Lorient thanks to goals from Enzo Li Fei, Cameroonian footballer Dali Nyong'o, and Senegalese forward Bamba Dieng. French star of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe scored the Parisians' consolation goal. Despite their 6th French League loss this season, PSG remain at the top of the table ahead of second-place Marseille, who rallied past Auxerre 2-1 to cut PSG's lead to 5 points with 5 games remaining. Arnaud Nodin scored twice to help Montpellier beat 4th-place Monaco 4-0, while Belgian international of Ghanaian descent Jeremy Doku also netted the last 2 goals to give Henne a 4-2 win against relegated side Angers. French football of Ghanaian descent Gregion Kiey also scored to help Clermont secure a 1-0 win against Reims. And finally in La Liga, 15-year-old Spanish footballer of Moroccan descent Lamine Yamal became Barcelona's youngest player in more than a century after coming in as a substitute to help the league leaders secure a 4-0 win against Real Betis. French striker of Algerian descent Karim Benzema also scored a hat-trick for second-place Real Madrid, who beat Almeria by 4-2. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nestor.
Thanks, Prince. Samson O'Malley joins us now with a package of African sports news. And Sampson says he'll be kicking off with the under-17 Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Algeria.
Three matches were played on Sunday in the early kickoff. Senegalese defender Sejin Fallou Diop volleyed home 12 minutes to time as the West Africans won their opening game at the under-17 Africa Cup of Nations with a 1-0 victory over Congo. At the Mohamed Hamlaoui Stadium in Constantine, Nigeria's Golden Eaglets labored hard to beat the junior Chipolopolo of Zambia 1-0, while second-half goals from skipper Abdelhamid Aye Buldal and substitute Adam Hani saw Morocco beat South Africa 2-0. Only one game is scheduled for Monday when Mali play fellow West Africans Burkina Faso. In the meantime, the semi-finalists for the CAF Confederations Cup have emerged. ASEC Mimosas of Cote d'Ivoire secured a place in the semi-finals after a convincing 2-0 win over U.S. Monastery in the second leg of the quarterfinals at the Stade de Bouaké on Sunday. ASEC Mimosas had to settle for a goalless draw in the first leg clash at the Stade Olympique Hamdi Agribi in Rio last week. In Dar es Salaam, young Africans held on to their 2-0 first leg advantage to progress to the semi-finals despite being held to a goalless draw by Rivers United of Nigeria in the second leg on Sunday at the Benjamin Mpaka Stadium in Dar es Salaam. Elsewhere in South Africa, Marumo Gallants secured a place in the semi-finals after a hard-fought 1-0 win over Pyramids of Egypt in the second leg of the quarterfinals at the Royal Bafokeng Stadium on Sunday. The first leg clash between the two sides ended 1-1 in Cairo last week. And now to basketball. The 2023 NAIA Conference continued on Sunday with Petro de Luanda outclassing Cape Town Tigers 87-48 points. It was Cape Town's first loss of the season, but second 39-point loss in the Basketball Africa League after losing 106-87 points to U.S. Monastery in the 2022 BAL quarterfinals. Cape Town will return to action on Tuesday to take on host at Hockley, while Petro de Luanda will take on Eslac on Wednesday. In the other game, Favoriviero de Biera beats Silac 109-97 points.
Thanks, Samson. That's Samson O'Malley. The draw was held over the weekend for the 32-team FIBA Men's Basketball World Cup, which tips off August 25th and will be staged in three Asian countries: Japan, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Of the 32 teams, five are from Africa: Angola, Cape Verde, Egypt, Ivory Coast, and South Sudan. Angola is in Group A, along with the Dominican Republic, the Philippines, and Italy. Cape Verde, a FIBA Basketball World Cup debutante, has been grouped with Slovenia, Georgia, and Venezuela. Egypt is in Group D, along with Mexico, Montenegro, and Lithuania. Ivory Coast is in Group G, along with Iran, Spain, and Brazil. And South Sudan, another FIBA Basketball World Cup debutante, is in Group B, along with Serbia, China, and Puerto Rico. Jeff Xavier is a veteran guard for Cape Verde. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, let's listen in again as Jeff comments on Cape Verde achieving its first World Cup qualification.
Well, when it first happened, I honestly couldn't stop crying, to be honest. My emotions completely took over. It was like a feeling I definitely couldn't explain. It's impossible to really explain once if you're actually going through it. So it's like, you know, it's, for me, it's definitely one of the, it's the biggest basketball accomplishment of my career. So I'm glad to be a part of this history of Cape Verde.
Cape Verdean basketball fans, Jeff, I'm guessing they might have sent you a few social media messages.
Oh man, I've never had as many messages in my life. It actually took me like about 3 or 4 days consecutively to respond to everyone. It was overwhelming, but I was just on a high for so many days that it was just like a great feeling to respond to all these fans and to understand how big this is for Cape Verde.
Jeff, talk about your history with Cape Verde's national basketball team.
Well, I've been playing since the pre-qualifications of the Olympics in summer of 2007. That was the same year when they made it they were silver in Apple Basket in 2007. So that was my first year playing. It's been 16 years, and finally we go to the World Cup. And so it's a great way to, you know, to go out.
Jeff, I understand Cape Verde's head coach recruited you to come back for this World Cup qualifying campaign.
Yes, correct. There are actually a few players also that kept writing me because they really wanted me to be there for the, you know, to get them to the World Cup. And, you know, I said no a lot of times because I felt like I was really done with basketball, but, you know, I had to just go just to try and get us to the World Cup, and we did, and that was a great decision on my behalf.
The World Cup will be held in three Asian countries, Japan, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Have you ever played in any of those countries?
No, never. So this is, like, really big for me. I'm really excited about it.
Jeff, you have extensive European playing experience. Do you think that will help you when you get on the court for your first FIBA Basketball World Cup?
Oh, yeah, for sure, 100%. You know, I've been playing in Europe for 13 years, and I know their game. You know, it's about it's really about skill. It's about 5-on-5. You know, playing 40 minutes. It's completely different from African basketball. African basketball, it's more, you know, athletic, running up and down. Here is just about, you know, a lot of skill and a lot of patience and a lot of teamwork. So, and great coaching. So it's you know, it's a bit different. But yeah, for sure, playing 13 years in Europe. Sure, it's going to help me in this tournament.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking with Jeff Xavier, veteran guard for Cape Verde's national basketball team, which has qualified for its first FIBA Basketball World Cup. Jeff, looking back on the African qualifying competition, was it difficult?
It was brutal, actually. It was one game, honestly, felt like three games in one. You really had to go in there with absolute mental toughness, physical toughness, and you just had to really, really play from the second one. If you missed out on playing at least 2 or 3 minutes, if you took a few plays off, you will lose that game. It doesn't matter who you play against, and that was the mentality that we tried to go into every game. So for me, I really, especially after the one game of that African qualifying, it was very hard for me and my body and to recover after each game. So, oh man, it was very difficult.
At 37, you're one of the older players on Cape Verde. Do you think you might need more rest during the FIBA Basketball World Cup?
No, I think I'll be completely fine. Well, this part, the reason also is because I didn't have much, personally, I didn't have much time to prepare. I only had 2 weeks. I basically had 2 weeks to prepare my body and haven't played in like 7 months. So it was tough for me to, you know, bounce back like that. But for sure, I have a lot of time to prepare, and I've been preparing my body ever since I got home, honestly, in February 28th. I've been preparing my body, and I'll definitely 100% be ready, especially for the training this summer. It's going to happen in Cape Verde and a couple other countries. So it's going to be completely different for myself.
Jeff, do you get back to Cape Verde very often?
Yeah, I was actually in Cape Verde a few months ago. Actually, yeah, a couple months ago with my family, with my wife and my daughter. We went for 2 weeks to so I can train there before the qualifying tournament. But I've been there about 4 or 5 times, and I'll go back this summer for training also.
That's Jeff Xavier of Cape Verde's national men's basketball team. Jeff and the Blue Sharks of Cape Verde will be competing at this year's FIBA Basketball World Cup, which tips off in August. And Jeff spoke with me by telephone from the U.S. city of Providence, Rhode Island. And that wraps up the May 1st edition of the show.
for tuning in.
I get it.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.